Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello. Today, we're going to talk about the Vero Beach Air Show. This year, the Blue Angels are back. The air show is April 21st and 22nd. That's next Saturday and Sunday. With me is Catherine Cadell, Director of Public Relations and Marketing for the air show, and Martin Zickert, a retired Air Force Colonel and Blue Angel liaison. First off, tell me a little bit about the air show and maybe its history.
Yeah, we started in 2012. We started with an air show, the idea of having an air show. We had a small air show then in 2013. No jet team. We didn't know we were going to get a jet team. We finished the air show. I think they did just fine. I ended up parking cars. So all of us on the board, it was our first time we did anything. No one had any experience in it. And 7 months later, we were notified the Blue Angels were coming in 7 months.
And that's when things got bigger, huh?
So we had the 2014 air show, huge success.
And as I remember, they were quite well received at the Blue Angels when they came.
We did it on Mother's Day weekend in 2014. And the sixth ship flew across the Twin Bridges in Vero Beach, and traffic literally stopped. People got out of their cars and were pointing at the airplanes. The poor law enforcement guys couldn't do a thing. And on Thursday is practice day for the Blues. So all afternoon from 1 till 2, the four ship was up. 1 to 2, the two solos go up. And then they have an hour downtime. And then at 3 o'clock, the whole six ship goes up and they perform a rehearsal show. None of the kids learned a single thing that day. The teachers, for the most part, turned the kids loose and said, go out and watch the air show. And that's kind of the background of what happened.
Now, Catherine, of course the Blue Angels are a really big deal, but they're far from the only thing taking place during the air show.
We've got a lot of stuff going on the ground, too, not just in the air at the air show. So people who arrive at the air show, they get there early. They not only have the advantage of not having a problem with parking, they might get a better spot for parking, but they'll also have time to explore the grounds of the air show, where they'll see the static displays that we'll have. We've got military aircraft static displays and also civilian aircraft. And I just want to point to a couple of them. One that's pretty special that's going to be on the ground is the movie Memphis Belle aircraft. It's the aircraft that they use to film the movie. A family fun zone where they're having bounce houses and slides and things to keep kids busy. There will be food vendors as well as exhibitors for local businesses. And I just think it's got a really interesting feel when you're there early and you can kind of pick out the seat, the best vantage point for yourself. And you might even get to meet some of the other performers that are milling around and taking advantage of the ground show before they fly.
And is this a fundraiser at all?
It is a fundraiser. This air show, the Vero Beach Air Show, is a 501c3. The corporation is called the Vero Beach Air Show Inc. And the benefits for the air show will be shared between two organizations. The Veterans Council of Indian River County is a very interesting organization, again, a 501c3 that helps the local veterans in Indian River County with employment assistance, housing assistance, emergency finance, financial assistance if they need it, and just a very good resource for veterans to find each other and to help one another. The other portion of the proceeds is shared with three different exchange clubs that are operating in Indian River County that support child prevention programs. And so the money stays locally to help the local population, grow the community, make it stronger. And again, just it feels really good to be able to go to a fun event like this and know that you're helping the community that's supporting it.
We've been speaking with Catherine Cadell and Martin Zickert about the Vero Beach Air Show coming up April 21st and 22nd at the airport in Vero Beach. You can hear Martin Zickert tell us more about the Blue Angels by visiting our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Thank you for joining us for Treasure Coast Happenings.